Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Dr. Barkoff Kanani of Apple Kids Pediatrics, a pediatrician at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're going to start a series, a whole series of things. Your pediatricians are going to put our emphasis on kids, of course, but summertime is coming up, so we've got a whole slew of topics that we're going to cover this summer, aren't we?
That's right. I just want to let people know about different things they will be facing during the summertime and what they need to know, what they need to look for. When do you see a doctor? When not to see a doctor? When can you treat at home? And
exactly.
Half of the things can be treated at home, and you can do a good job.
Yeah. We don't want to put you out of business.
That's right. Maybe I should not be talking about it, right?
One of the big things coming up in summer, of course, kids are outside playing a lot, and there's always those doggone bug bites and spiders and things.
Correct.
Tell us about that. What do we need to know?
This is the number one visit that I see during the summertime are insect bites. Insect bites starts from mosquito bites, starts to tick bites, starts to, you know, spider bites, and people really, really, I would say, freak out. And you don't need to, you know, not all bites require immediate attention, but how do you treat bites at home prevents further medical attention. And that's what I want to talk about. Number one, before I start, how about not getting bit? So let's talk about that. First, insect repellents. A big topic. People do not know which one to pick, which is good, which is safe for you. I'm going to give both sides of view. There are insect repellents which are chemicals, and there are insect repellents which are completely chemical-free. And both work. Let me talk about the chemical ones. The commonest is the DEET, D-E-E-T. That's the DEET woods and, you know, the wood, the green bottle, the sheep ray.
Mm-hmm.
They have different strengths. On average, about 25% DEET is pretty safe and pretty good to repel most of the insects. And that's the prime treatment you want to do. You want to protect yourself from getting bit by these insects, especially mosquitoes, ticks. Now, you can repel them by just spraying on your body the DEET. DEET has proven to be pretty safe even up to 2 months of age.
Oh, I was going to ask, what age is that used for?
So you can safely apply there. Though what I would recommend people, you know, you take 2 months or 3 months old outside, get a little net covering the bassinet or a stroller or what you have with a baby walking around, just a little net. Spray the DEET on a net. So the smell will repel the insect from even coming closer to the net. So that's, I think, a prime way of preventing those bites in babies.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, can be used up to any age. They repel ticks, they repel mosquitoes. And right now, mosquitoes is creating a havoc, especially in Florida, people going to the Caribbean, coming back. They got this the condition, what is it called, chikungunya, I can't even pronounce it, but that's high fever related to the mosquito bites, dengue fever, West Nile virus. So all this thing is coming to the U.S. because we are now a population of traveling people.
Exactly,
so
sure.
we bring stuff from different part of the world to us, and then we are now starting to suffer from it. So best way is prevention, because there is no treatment for a lot of these conditions. So why not prevent it?
Sure.
Clothing. Have clothing, summer, loose cotton clothing, especially white. Insects love dark clothing, so wear more white clothing if you're going to the woods. Cover yourself, at least your hands and feet, as much as you can. But, I mean, you still have to make it loose. But at the same time, light clothing, light colored clothing, cotton clothing with insect repellent on it will protect you from quite a bunch of these nasty insects which you don't want around you.
Well, that work for chiggers and
they do. They do.
They're big.
Yes. So if you notice, where do the chigger bites get bit? It's on the legs.
Right.
And that's the unprotected area, because you're walking barefoot or walking with sandals, nothing protecting the lower ankles. If you're protected that area well, covering with some socks or maybe some little long pants which are cotton, which are loose, and you have some insect repellent on it, you will not get chigger bites. So it's just the prevention. And look where you get bit, how you can prevent it. For people who are believing and being completely naturopath and being not using chemicals in life, there's an option too. You can use eucalyptus oil with lemon eucalyptus oil. Natural, no chemicals, works as good as DEET.
Really?
Yes, it does. But people don't use it because no one's going to sit next to you when you apply eucalyptus oil. But the thing is, it's not that bad an odor. It's just getting used to it, but it is totally natural, completely free. So if you're scared of your babies applying DEET, you can safely spray the eucalyptus lemon oil, which is pretty good too.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. So
when do we come see you?
Well, the number one, so when you get bit, now what happens? Okay, let's take general mosquito bites. If you wash yourself, you get bit, so you are walking out in a yard or playing in a yard, you get bit by these insects. The first thing I want you guys to do is go and take a shower and just wash the toxins off your skin. Apply some hydrocortisone cream. If it's not looking infected or red, you will prevent them from getting big. You do that right away, you are protecting yourself. That's number one. So that's the first remedy you do is wash yourself and apply hydrocortisone. You'll be fine for most of the insect bites. And I also mean for spider bites too. If you got a spider bit by a spider, you don't know how big it is, but looking like a big red whelp and not looking red hot infected, you're safe to apply some hydrocortisone to bring the swelling down. And if it's not gone, you can always seek medical advice. You know, if you're looking terrible, if you're looking like ulcerated, like the stuff skin sloughs off, yeah, then you get need to seek some medical advice, because that we'll talk in my future topics about how these leads to impetigo. But that's my main thing to prevent is impetigo, that is staph infection in these bites. And that's a whole topic by itself. We'll talk about it in the future, but you can prevent going to that stage. The reason you get impetigo is because you scratch your body. When you scratch your body, you're putting staph from your hands into the areas which are open. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to do? You're going to create an infection. So you can prevent it. Wash it. Apply hydrocortisone. Wait for a day or two. It's gone great. If it's looking terrible still, you know, we can always check things out. That's when you need to have medical advice for. Sure. But otherwise, you can treat stuff on your own.
All right. Good to know. All right. Thank you so much. Dr. Kanani of Apple Kids Pediatrics at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital has been our guest today on Focus. And we'll have more on kids and good health throughout the summer in the coming weeks.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you for having me.